Chapter 2, The Ichabod. The legend of the Ichabod had been passed down by generations of marshlanders and spread by word of mouth all the way to Shoeville. Nowadays, everybody knew the story. Naturally, as with all legends, it changed a little depending on who was telling it. However, every story agreed that a monster lived at the very northernmost tip of the country, in a wide patch of dark and often misty marsh, too dangerous for humans to enter. The monster was said to eat children and sheep. Sometimes it even carried off grown men and women who strayed too close to the marsh at night. The habits and appearance of the Ichabod changed depending on who was describing it. Some made it snake-like, others dragonish or wolf-like. Some said it roared, others that it hissed, and still others that it drifted as silently as the mists that descended on the marsh without warning.